Welcome to the Customer Mission Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Olson, and today we're going to talk about transient leaders kill culture for reasons you don't realize. Some organizations go through CEOs and department heads like Kleenex. Today, the average tenure of a CEO is 4.6 years. In other cases, C-suite leaders rotate out of the organization within 1 or 2 years, and a new leader is installed. And it's always, this one is the right one. They're bringing incredible experience slash ideas slash perspectives to the organization. They try to install a few new changes that typically don't stick and are moved out in short order. Then the pattern repeats. So why does this happen? Sometimes there are unrealistic expectations that are set. Other times it actually may be a poor hire. But rotating leaders in and out costs your company much more than simply hiring bonuses. It kills culture in ways you don't realize. I spoke with a friend recently who was working in an environment where they had 5 new CEOs in the last 7 years. While some may view this issue as causing pressure, confusion, and constant priority changes for the organization, this wasn't the core problem. The churn created inertia, where employees simply waited out the new CEO's tenure, knowing that they would be leaving soon, and any new idea or initiative would be killed by the next incoming CEO. My friend's analogy was spot on, stating, "It's like a single mom that has another new boyfriend. As a child, you know it's temporary. You don't need to respect their authority or become close to them. You do what is necessary to appease them in the short term until they are rotated out by the next one." This is what kills culture. It's not that a new hire might not be a great talent, have great ideas, be a great leader, or have great vision. If there's a track record in the organization where leaders come and go, the new hire won't be successful because they are the proverbial new boyfriend. Employees will fight to maintain status quo and resist change, as any time they have in the past, those efforts are short-lived, as the next leader upends them. And just like the new boyfriend, the same type of individual is picked every time, and the pattern continues. Leadership might not see it, but employees sure do. So while you may think you just haven't found the right leader, often it's the organization's reaction to historical churn. And that cycle is incredibly hard to break. Do yourself a favor and talk to your employees about what type of leader they want. Find out what has worked in the past and what hasn't from their perspective. Identify employees internally that have the potential to take a leadership role in a few years and determine what they need to get there faster. Take a different approach to finding a new leader, whether a temporary employee who is there to prep an internal staff member for the job, or even a totally different leader from outside the industry that signals it's actually different this time. Otherwise, you'll just churn through yet another boyfriend. This has been Andrea Olson for the Customer Mission Podcast. Thank you for listening and look forward to having you back next time.